Kadott School District Administrator Joe Zadowski says the school board has been working since spring on the employee handbook that will set work rules for district personnel. Zadowski says they did solicit comments from teachers and staff while writing the book.
We tried to have as much input as possible, but ultimately it came down to being the responsibility of the school board.
The finished product eliminates layoff protections based on seniority and a provision that the district provide just cause for not renewing a teacher's contract. Zadowski says those changes give the district flexibility in personnel matters.
Sometimes that might mean that we have to make a reduction in staff. Sometimes it might mean we need to make a change in staff. And the new employment policies of our school district will make it easier for us to make those changes when they're necessary.
Barry Forbes is co-director of legal services for the Wisconsin Association of School Boards. He says around 275 school districts didn't extend union contracts and are now working on their own rules. He says the changes at the Kadott School District are part of a bigger trend.
We're seeing most school boards move away from seniority as the sole criteria for selecting employees for layoff. And most of the handbooks that I've looked at have eliminated just cause protection for teacher non-renewal.
But Christina Bry, spokeswoman for the state's largest teachers union, the Wisconsin Education Association Council, says some districts are disregarding teachers and staff while creating new rules, and that hurts all parties. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.